USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Republican Party has tentatively chosen to host most of its convention events in Jacksonville, Florida this August, rather than holding the entire convention in Charlotte, North Carolina. Party leaders have reportedly decided to move the biggest events, including President Trump's speech, because North Carolina's Democratic governor hasn't allowed the arena to have a full crowd to avoid spread of the coronavirus. Police violence and accountability under the spotlight on Capitol Hill.
Millions of Americans now call out "I can't breathe" as a rallying cry in streets all across our country, demanding a fundamental change in the culture of law enforcement and meaningful accountability.
Opening a House hearing, New York Democrat Jerry Nadler said that the ugly truth is there are countless George Floyds who suffer the same fate as he did. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, no question. Your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. Again, your product is very, very good, and I couldn't live without it, basically. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, I'm doing my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Former State Department Inspector General Steve Linnick recently ousted from that position by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Today, Pompeo says it was a mistake to keep Linnick in the position for as long as he did.
Steve Linnick was a bad actor in the Inspector General office here. He didn't take on the mission of the State Department to make us better.
This comes after Linnick told Congress last week that before he was ousted, he had informed at least three top aides to Pompeo that he was reviewing the Secretary of State and his wife's use of government resources. Air Force General Charles Brown, officially the first African American to head a military service branch, the Senate has unanimously confirmed Brown to be Air Force Chief of Staff. He's the second black man to sit on the Joint Chiefs of Staff following Colin Powell. Markets are mixed. The Dow's down by about 200. The Nasdaq's up by 52. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A 30-acre-plus brush fire broke out overnight in the Los Angeles suburb of Bel Air. The fire was reported just after midnight Pacific time. About 200 firefighters still on scene, attacking it by ground as well as by air. The fire is moving uphill. No evacuations have been ordered as of early this morning, and no word yet on what caused that fire. Virginia's Democratic Governor Ralph Northam's decision to remove a Robert E. Lee statue in the state capitol is facing two lawsuits now. One filed this week centers on language in a deed signed 130 years ago, while the other claims it would violate federal landmark law to remove it. Northam did double down on his order to remove the statue in Richmond yesterday, calling the symbol divisive. A Richmond judge already imposed a 10-day temporary injunction against the removal earlier this week. And the big screens are preparing to show movies again as AMC Entertainment has now announced it hopes to be able to fully reopen by July. The theater chain has been closed due to the COVID-19 pandemic and recently said it lost over $2.2 billion since being shut down. Many thought that might spell an end to the chain, but it says otherwise, though no exact date for reopening has been set. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.